Blog Talk Radio.
Is your business protected against the threat of malicious litigation and frivolous lawsuits? Are you sinking company profits into marketing campaigns that do nothing to contribute to the growth of your business? Bottled Business Sense provides practical business perspectives that uniquely emphasize both legal and media marketing strategies to protect and ensure the longevity of your business. Now, whether you're trying to provide a startup business with some level of stability, or an established business with foolproof asset and estate protection, or simply attempting to get a better return for your business marketing dollars, Bill Bernard and Rick Muscoso will expose potential pitfalls to ensure the security and growth of your business, free from unwanted expense and the threat of litigation. You'll learn how to implement marketing and protection tools equal to those used by today's most successful corporations. Let's join Bill and Rick for today's Bottled Business Sense Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Bottled Business Sense Show here on Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. I'm here with my co-host, Rick Muscoso, who I will introduce in a minute. We broadcast in simulcast from our show, bottledbusinesssenseshow.com, and also in audio only at blogtalkradio.com/bottledbusinesssenseshow. So with that, no further ado, let me introduce Rick Muscoso on the other end. How are you doing this morning, Rick?
Hey, good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. Looking forward to this show this morning. Bright and early here. Well, not so bright and early, but certainly bright here today.
Well, it's another gorgeous day. I think spring is here early, and our business owners out there are probably looking to plan a little vacation time. I noticed my wife and I were planning a trip, and the airfares went up $300 one way just this month if you're planning on flying sometime this summer. So where we intend to go, the airfare went, for example, from about $400 to $700 one way, almost to the point where it's like it would be like typical off-season first-class seats.
Wow.
So, yeah, the price of fuel will probably go up, kick up in the summer as well. So summer tends to be people always talk about back east in the winter months and the fuel costs and everything like that, but summer out here can get expensive as well. So it is what it is, and I'm hoping that all of our business owners are making so much money from all the tips we give them that they're going to be able to afford this increase in plane fare for at least some fuel for their cars.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought today's show is going to it's going to be a brief, right to the point show on advanced healthcare directives. And you know, advanced healthcare directives, Rick, are really a part of a trust package. I've spoken briefly about this before, where good business lawyers who do estate planning don't just offer a living trust. You have to offer a living trust, and remember that trust document is usually 30 to 35 pages long. But you're introducing a living trust in conjunction with pour over wills, with a trust certification, with a power of attorney for assets, a power of attorney for health care. So now if you've got two people involved in the estate, you've got, you know, maybe close to 10, 12 documents. And let's not forget the advanced health care directive. Now, a power of attorney for assets deals with your assets and who controls your business and your personal finances when you're incapacitated. But here we're talking about an advanced health care directive. And this is really what some people refer to as a power of attorney for healthcare. It allows you to become the agent of the creator and step into their shoes and make their healthcare decisions for them. So I thought it would be appropriate to just touch on this because, if you're a business owner, you've got not only your personal assets that you want to be concerned about in a power of attorney, but you've got your personal health. And without your health, you don't have much else, right? You can't run your business without your health. So you want somebody who, God forbid, if something happens to you, you want somebody who can, who you can, dare I say it, trust, right? to step into your shoes and be able to make these difficult and personal decisions on your behalf.
Yeah. Well, this is good because you know, we've talked about trust in other episodes before and the different options that you have. And you did speak about this, but not really in detail. So I think this comes this is very timely in expanding upon that topic. So
right. Right. Well, the first thing I want to just emphasize is this is a legal document. And I don't know if you've ever been to a hospital to have a test done recently or a doctor's office and you're being interviewed by the nurse or the office manager, whatever the case may be. Nowadays, more than ever, the first thing they will ask you is, do you have a healthcare directive or a living will, which it sometimes is asked as well. You have to, you know, they're asking you, do you have something in place that will give us instructions in case something happens while we're treating you? In effect, what they're saying is, in case something happens to your head, you know, in case something causes you to be incapacitated. One of the principal ones I think people might often think about is dementia or Alzheimer's or even just a coma or some accident that you may suffer. These are important things because otherwise it's going to be left up to people according to law that you may not want it to be left up to. Now, by the same token, it's very oftentimes the same person who you do want, who you would want even if you didn't have a healthcare directive, who would be appointed by law. For example, husband, wife, okay? Probably, I'm going to guess and say if something happened to you, Rick, you'd probably want your wife to make those decisions for you,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely, yep.
So, in any event, this is a legal document that enables California residents to authorize someone to step into their shoes and make healthcare decisions if they become disabled or incompetent. So you are becoming the agent of that individual. Okay? And this again ties in with principal agency aspects. You know, the principal is someone who wants something done. The agent is taking on the duty to do whatever the agent wants on his behalf. Okay? And there's a legal relationship there. Well, here, this legal relationship is reduced to writing. And you're going to do the things that are put in this document that the creator wants you to do. So if this individual has in his healthcare directive that he doesn't want a treatment under certain conditions, then you're obligated to carry out his wishes. But remember, many times if you craft a healthcare directive, I'll use the word properly because I believe it to be proper. It doesn't mean everyone will. But if you create it properly, you're going to create it for only the period of time that that person is unable to make his or her own decisions. If that person gains competency back, well, then that healthcare directive is going to cease to be operative for that period of time that the person comes back to his senses, if you want to just crack a quick joke there, I guess. but you know, you're going to excuse me, you're going to be able to make your own decisions again. Well, then that power ceases to exist. But it could also then come back if there's a relapse or if somebody if you have another type of disability. So these are important things because how you're going to interact when you're disabled is really dependent upon somebody you have a lot of faith and trust in. And again, oftentimes that's your spouse or maybe your son or your daughter if you don't have a spouse, but or maybe even a very close friend who you know is going to do what you want them to do. So think about those things, everyone out there, and make sure that when you get a living trust, you have this included as part of what I call your trust package. That package should encompass a number of documents. Any lawyer who does a trust for you and just a trust and doesn't provide you with these other trust documents, in my personal opinion, is really doing you a disservice.
Let me ask you, so if let's say you do have a trust created and you have somebody identified as the, and I forget the terminology, but somebody who's going to execute the trust or look or oversee the trust, can you also have
the trustee?
Yeah, the trustee. So can you also have a different person, if for some special circumstance, handle your healthcare directive?
Absolutely, and that's a good question, Rick. Oftentimes, I recommend that the person who is the trustee or successor trustee also be the person or persons who will be in charge of the power of attorney for assets and the executor of the corresponding pour-over wills for that trust. But the healthcare directive is different. It's very private and personal. And so many times someone will choose someone completely different to be the agent for their healthcare decisions versus who they would choose as the executor of their will, the agent for their power of attorney for assets, or their trustee or successor trustee for their living trust. So you want to make it uniform, you can. And if not, pick somebody that is personal to you and who you feel will be do what you have to do, will do what they have to do in your best interest should be incapacitated. Okay. And remember, this healthcare directive also includes some other things, Rick, which I would like to get into right after the break. But at this time, I'd like to just introduce our sponsor for today's show. And I believe you're going to be able to tell us who that is, right, Rick?
Yeah, that's right. Well, today's sponsor is Devin Doherty of the Doherty Real Estate Group, Keller Williams here in South Orange County. And Devin is a very successful real estate agent here in the Southland. He's actually inside the top 1% of all of Keller Williams around the nation. And he is... has held that distinction now for the fifth year in a row. So it's quite an achievement. He is definitely a performer. He averages over 110 homes a year. So he knows what he's doing. He does it well. And like his mantra that he always talks about is, if you want to sell your house for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time with the least amount of hassle, then call Devin Doherty, Doherty Real Estate Group here in South Orange County. You can reach him at devin@doherty.com, 866-338-4677, or go to his website at bestorangecountyhomesearch.com. He also has a video blog, which has resources regarding buyers and sellers topics for real estate, and you can find that at orangecountyhomeblog.com. All of his contact information will be down here below the video, so reach out to Devin if you're looking to buy or sell a home.
Great. Thanks very much, Rick. Appreciate it. One of the things I wanted to mention as well that is part of a trust package and, of course, part and parcel to the Advanced Healthcare Directive in general is, you know, these other decisions that you're going to have made for you at the time you pass. Are you going to give your body parts to someone in case somebody else who's living needs those parts? Those are decisions that need to be made. Do you want to be cremated? Do you want to be buried? Where do you want your ashes spread? All of these things are very personal, sensitive topics that a good lawyer will make sure you have covered as part of the basis that you're going to be having your heirs or your friends or family run around after you're gone. So this is interesting because this help these healthcare decisions bridge the gap between living and non-living. And sometimes that's why you refer to an advanced healthcare directive as a living will, because it's really telling your agent what you want done on your behalf while you're living, but yet incapacitated, where typically a will has to do with directions on what happens after you die, right? Mm-hmm. So it's called a living will because you're actually leaving similar instructions, but you're leaving the instructions for your agent to perform while you're still alive, but incapacitated or disabled.
So okay? Just for our viewers out there, is this is obviously something that should be wrapped into a trust and considered. Is it standard?
Yes, very much
is
so.
Is it standard practice to include that in a trust when you're putting together something like that?
The answer to that question is yes, from my perspective. And I would say probably 90% of all estate planning attorneys, the answer would also be yes. The only time it wouldn't be is if you already have one done, you want to update your trust or amend your trust, and you really don't want to change anything about your advanced healthcare directive. Well, then you don't need to do anything else. But of course, you should have one done at some particular time, and then make sure it's updated if it in fact needs to be updated. For example, your agent might pass away before you. Typically what I do in my advanced healthcare directives is I'll have one successor, two successor, maybe even three successor agents, to where if one passes away, the other one will step in and be able to handle any problem. So typical example, husband, wife. The wife is the first agent. The second and third are the son and daughter. The wife passes away. Something happens to the husband. He becomes incapacitated. Well, immediately the son is able to step into the shoes and make those decisions.
What happens in the case if you run out of agents and there isn't one identified?
Well, if you run out of agents, then it's going to pass by operation of law. But typically, you have enough named. I mean, I typically name three. The chances are in your lifetime that three people are going to predecease you. Is pretty rare, but think of it this way, Rick. If three people do predecease you, then they predecease you, right? So you're able to amend it and add other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's important. I wanted to talk about bridging the gap and also about some of the critical parts that go into a healthcare directive in terms of some decisions both after you're gone and both while you're alive. Now, what's critically important and what I want to kind of end the show talking about is this advanced healthcare directive avoids the need for a conservatorship. And a conservatorship can be very, very costly. Here's what I mean. If you have an agent in place for your healthcare directive, you become incapacitated, that agent now is able to take care of you and make the decisions you want. You asked, Rick, what would happen if you didn't have any agents? What if you never had an advanced healthcare directive? Well, then one of your heirs would have to petition the court for what's called a conservatorship, meaning that they would want to take over and make the decisions that you would need to have made on your behalf. So, this conservatorship is extremely costly, as I mentioned, and it's something that sometimes causes some issues between family members. Now, remember that if you do have this agent in place and you do have your healthcare directive in place, if in fact there's a dispute over the authenticity of the powers granted your agent by way of this directive, well, then somebody could still file for a conservatorship and say, hey, we want to set aside that healthcare directive. We don't think that agent is valid. We don't think the healthcare directive is valid, or both. So then you might have a conservatorship contest on your hands. But that's like with any other document. If the validity of it is going to be called into question, well, then you're in for a challenge and a costly fight, more than likely. So those things are important. Otherwise, remember, if everything is in place, your agent has the same rights as the patient for requesting and examining and copying your medical records. Now, we all know, according to HIPAA, you know, the Federal Privacy Act that prevents the access to medical records. Once you have this healthcare directive in place, you are able to then, as the agent, not only take care of this person who's incapacitated or disabled, but you're able to provide facilities that require it, the medical records needed by these facilities, so they can treat you accordingly, should there be a facility that doesn't already have your records. So you can see how this is important, because this agent now has the power to take care of you and also has the power to access your records. In effect, he has the power to step into your shoes. And necessarily then, he's also responsible for taking care of all of your needs, with the exception of your medical bills. Why? Because your medical bills would be taken care of by the individual who's in charge of your power of attorney for assets, okay? And that could or could not be the same person, depending upon who you choose.
Yeah,
it could be the same agent.
Well, I guess the moral of this story is, in order to really have all of your ducks in a row properly, by way of Bill's recommendation, then you really need to give Bill a call and sit down. And if you know, if you already have a trust, Bill, I think you offer yourself to reviewing that, and you know.
Yes, absolutely. I'll review it for you, and I will tell you if you need to have it amended or restated, and I can get into that with you when you contact me. A lot of trust attorneys don't want to take on that burden. They don't like to be responsible or get into trust prepared by other lawyers, but I'll be happy to do that. And discuss whatever need you might have, should your trust attorney be deceased, or should he have relocated, or should he or she not be someone that you care to deal with anymore. Please feel free to call me, and I'll be happy to take care of that.
Awesome. How can our viewers and listeners get a hold of you, Bill?
They can contact me by email at bill@wfblegalconsulting.com. My website, of course, is wfblegalconsulting.com. My phone numbers are both 949 area code. My office number is 698-6222. And my personal cell phone, which I give all prospective clients access to, would be 413-6535. And, of course, if all else is lost, you can contact us on social media, and Rick, you have those addresses, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You can reach out on Facebook, Google Plus, at Bottle Business Sense Show, and also on Twitter at BB Sense Show. So we're all over the place, and you can also come to our website at any time to watch a previously recorded episode, and that URL is bottledbusinesssenseshow.com. Well, we actually have a link below the video that is the recorded version of this that's recorded on Blog Talk Radio. So yeah, if you want to go directly to Blog Talk Radio and listen to the archive there, you can do that at blogtalkradio.com/bottledbusinesssenseshow. So give a shout out. You can also, if you do have some topics or some ideas or some questions, any feedback, because you know we're here to,
or if you'd like to be a guest on the show,
I mean, we're here to offer really good business ideas, business tips to the entrepreneur, small business owner, and you can do that via our email at bottledbusinesssenseshow@gmail.com. So, you know, we welcome any feedback, and we shape this show around your feedback, around your ideas, and, you know, we want to make sure that you guys are profitable out there and well protected, and market,
that's right,
and market your business correctly.
That's the whole business in a bottle concept, and you know, feel free to take advantage of all this this advice, and not so much advice in specific to your business, but general advice, educational tips is a better way to say it, that you might be able to use in your business or at the very least be alerted to, so you can contact the appropriate person. So with that said, Rick, I'll look forward to seeing you and our listeners and viewers next week for another show. And I hope everyone out there has a prosperous and wonderful week in the business world. So until then, have a great one, Rick. Okay.
All right. You too, Bill. Have a great week, everyone. And we will see you again next week here on the Model Business Sense Show at 10 a.m. Take care.
Okay. Take care, everybody.